Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast on this Monday, March 21st. Happy trade deadline day. As it all went down, it ended at 1 o'clock. We still got trades trickling in late this afternoon. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. Like always, you can hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. And you can also find all my podcasts on all the available platforms, Apple, Spotify. And like always, thank you for making Locked On Oilers your first listen every day, free and available on all platforms. We're going to break it all down today as the Edmonton Oilers make a couple acquisitions. We'll get to that shortly. Also, a ton of deals, some big names moving on this day as everybody gets ready for that playoff push or rebuilding or whatever the team's situation is. A lot of bodies moving. We're going to break it all down, and hopefully I'll have some audio from Oilers GM Ken Holland. He's slated to speak this afternoon, but hasn't as of yet, so we'll wait and see on that. And of course, there's a game tonight, right? Yeah, we forgot about that. But the Edmonton Oilers are in Colorado to kick off a two mini little road trip here. Colorado tonight, 7:30 puck drop, and Dallas on Tuesday, 6:30 start. And Kenny Holland is speaking, so we will set to speak in about 15 minutes or so. I'll have audio for him. I'll just cut out some of his best, just get his thoughts on bringing in the new player. So let's get to it, right? What are we doing here? The Edmonton Oilers make two acquisitions on this day as they bring in defenseman Brett Kulak, a name that has been out there for sure. It's a name I know Lotai brought up a few times. He's going to add depth, but the trade is Brett Kulak to the Edmonton Oilers in exchange for a conditional 2022 second round pick, a 2024 seventh round pick, and defenseman Willie Lagesson. So that spells the end of Willie Lags here in Edmonton. He did some good work, you know, coming in and playing on that third pair. It's a guy that eventually this season they're going to move on from anyway. He was an RFA, I think, or a UFA, one or the other, and they weren't going to bring him back. So, you know, in that 2022 second round pick all depends on what happens with the Duncan Keith pick and how far the Oilers go in the playoffs. So that was the deal that came down first. Then the Oilers acquired centerman Derek Brassard from Philadelphia in exchange for a fourth round pick in 2023. So the Oilers adding some veterans to their squad. Brett Kulak is 28 years old. He was drafted back in 2012 in the fourth round by the Calgary Flames. Obviously spent time there. In the last four seasons, he's been with the Montreal Canadiens. Of course, was part of that Stanley Cup run, playing in 13 games in that playoff run. This year in 56 games, 13 assists, 33 penalty minutes, and a minus 10, only the 3 goals. But this guy's not coming here to be an offensive dynamo. He's here to kind of give us some stability to the D pairings, and I think he will do that. So Brett Kulak joins the Oilers. He's a left shot defenseman, and that's what we kind of wanted here. We'll get to it here in a bit. And then Derek Brassard, 34 year old, shoots left. He's a center. He can also play wing, drafted way back in 2006. This guy's been around. He's been with Columbus, New York, Ottawa, Pittsburgh, Florida, Colorado, New York, Arizona, and this year with Philadelphia. I think that's 10 teams now he's been on. So he's a well-traveled guy, but a good player, solid two-way guy. And this year in 31 games, he's got 16 points, 10 penalty minutes, and he's a plus six. And just seen some Philadelphia meetings saying, hey, the Oilers got a sneaky good player there, and a guy that's going to come in. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with the lineup now. Nuge is set to come back soon. And the team's playing well, but what are you going to do? You got Shore, you got Ryan, you got McLeod. Who's coming out? Because this guy's going to play. You didn't bring him in here to sit out. So could he swap in for Josh Archibald when Josh Archibald can't play? Maybe that's an option, and that's not a bad idea either. So we'll see. I think it's a little too early to speculate. Of course, both guys won't be in the lineup tonight, but I'm expecting they'll both be in there for tomorrow's game in Dallas. So Derek Brassard, we kind of know what he brings. He's not a guy that's going to bring a ton of offense at this stage in his career, but he can chip in. He can be a guy that can chip in once in a while, but obviously the big one here for Derek Brassard is, he plays center. He's a veteran guy. He's probably not afraid to play in any situation. Can probably moonlight if need be on the second power play. Highly doubtful in the top six. So he's a guy that's going to come in and just bring that veteran leadership. He can kill penalties. That's for sure. And then I'm just looking at his faceoff percentage. He's at 51.3, so he's going to help in that aspect as well. And like I said, both guys probably in here to kill some penalties for the Edmonton Oilers, a part of their game that's completely fallen off, so help there. So Derek Brassard, what do you make of it? Are you happy with this? Is this just kind of like a meh? And we'll get to all that. I mean, if you're paying attention, you knew it wasn't going to be some big name hunting. As far as Brett Kulak, he's definitely not your best option on the left side, right? Ahead of Chris Russell, ahead of Marcus Nemelainen, and ahead of Philip Broberg. Right now, I'm not saying Philip Broberg, he's better down the road. No. But today, Broberg needs to spend time in Bakersfield. Nemelainen's still very raw. He does bring a physicality aspect that I know everybody loves here. I love it too, but still pretty raw, and you want more veteran guys here, especially if you're trying to lock down a playoff spot. So Brett Kulak is going to do that. Not an overly physical guy. He's 6'1", 197. He comes in here. He's going to step in. Now, who's he going to play with? Bouchard or Barry? Bouchard's been with Keith. That pairing's been, they've been just okay. They struggled in the last game against New Jersey. So you might see Kulak with Bouchard. Barry moves up with Keith. But we'll wait and see on that, because you know CC and Nurse are going to stick together on that pairing. Kulak also will help kill penalties as well. I'm not a guy that's going to bring you a ton of offense. So, but a guy with some oomph to his game in terms of experience. So, all in all, guys, I mean, this is what I expected, and I'm a little surprised they got two deals done. So, I guess it exceeded my expectations, because I knew they weren't going out getting a high end name. Goaltending would have been tough as well for this team, but they added two vets. Hopefully, they can push this team into the playoffs. What did you make of the deals? Do you like Brett Kulak? Do you think they overpaid? I know a lot of people were saying it's an overpayment. I guess, I mean, that conditional second, sure, and that seventh is a throw-in. Oh, and I forgot to mention, both teams on both deals will retain 50% of the salary, and that's the Oilers had to get that to in order to fit it under their salary cap. So salary retention on both deals. So some solid work there by Kenny Holland, at least in that aspect. But I don't mind the Brassard one. I mean, it's a fourth rounder. Who cares at this point? And Brett Kulak, I know there's some out there, not it's kind of split where they think they overpaid with that second rounder conditional, but I guess we'll wait and see. If Kulak comes in and really locks down that spot and helps his team, people will forget about those picks. And I know it's probably not the names you wanted, but it's what was realistic. And the other thing on Brett Kulak here, some people thinking it was an overpayment, but this is a guy you can probably re-sign, right? And it's not going to cost you much. You probably don't have to go long term with him. He's not making a ton of money this year, so it's one of those things where if this guy works out, you can probably bring him in next year and don't have to commit too much to him. So keep an eye out for that. He's an Alberta guy as well. I think it's Stony Plain. But Brett Kulak's not going to demand the big ticket. That's another option. And he's only 28, so he's not like he's 34. So, we'll see how this goes. But I wouldn't commit to anything right now. But it is a possibility that they could re-sign him in the offseason, especially if he has a good run here with the Edmonton Oilers in these last couple of months. Brett Kulak, Derek Brassard, the newest members of the Edmonton Oilers. And, we'll continue breaking this down on the other side of the break here, as tons of deals made today and still some rolling in as the head office there is backed up with all these trades. So I'll break some while recording this, and some interesting names moving for sure. Minnesota being the big one early this morning. More on trade deadline day here and on game day as the Edmonton Oilers get set to take on the Avs on the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. So what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, and probiotics to help you start your day right. The special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. All the things. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into the flu and cold season. It's not just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NHL Network. Again, that athleticgreens.com/NHL Network to take ownership of your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, game day, trade deadline day, Oilers picking up two players. What did you make of it? Like, I seriously want to hear. Hit me up on Twitter, Hernan the Man. Just leave me a note, send me a DM, and if I get some good ones, I'll read them on the pod tomorrow. But what did you think of it? What grade would you give him? Are you happy with it? Are you kind of meh? Are you angry that he didn't go out and get the big name? Because, I mean, if you've listened to me, at least on this podcast and on the station, I've been downplaying it all season, and people always called me negative and like, oh, you're such a Debbie Downer, Hernan, and all that. But I mean, I was just being honest and realistic on what I thought the Oilers would do. And again, they did one more trade than I thought they would, and I knew they were going to bring in a depth defenseman, and they did that in Brett Kulak, who I like. I like the addition of it. Derek Brassard, it's kind of a wait and see where he fits into this lineup. He's going to play, obviously, but it's going to be interesting to see, because the Oilers, one thing they have up front is depth now. And especially with Nuge coming back, it's going to be very, very, very interesting. Let's get to some of the big trades from today. Let's start off nice and early. Marcus Johansson from the Kraken to the Capitals for a couple of picks, and Daniel Sprong. I'll just give you the most notable ones. I'm not going to go through every trade. Marc-Andre Fleury, like you heard in the opening, goes to the Minnesota Wild for a 2022 conditional second round pick. So that pick becomes a first round pick if Minnesota makes the conference finals. So the Wild get their goaltender. Wow. Billy Guerin going all in. And that's what you like to see. The San Jose Sharks then acquire Kaapo Kähkönen from the Minnesota Wild and a fifth round pick this year for defensive Jacob Middleton. Justin Braun, a guy that was being talked about coming to Edmonton, the Flyers ship him off to the Rangers for a pick. Colorado Avalanche pick up Artturi Lehkonen from the Montreal Canadiens for Justin Barron in a 2024 second round pick. They also pick up Cogliano from the Sharks for a 2024 fifth round pick. So the Avs doing some good work. They're picking up some good bottom six guys, especially Lehkonen. He's going to be outstanding. I think I saw that Cogliano might be in the lineup tonight. Lehkonen for sure not, but we'll wait and see on that. Blues and Red Wings get together for a deal. St. Louis gets defenseman Nick Leddy and Luke Witkowski. And going the other way is Oscar Sundqvist, Jake Walman, and a 2023 second round pick. Johan Larsson, another name that was kind of being rumored earlier on in the day to Edmonton. He ends up in Washington. Zach Zamford goes from Ottawa to Winnipeg for a pick as well. The Rangers doing some work. Tyler Motte goes to the Rangers for a 2023 fourth round pick. Andrew Kopp also goes to the Rangers along with a 2023 sixth rounder for Morgan Barron, a 2023 fifth round pick, and two conditional second round pick. Calgary makes a trade. They get Ryan Carpenter from the Blackhawks for a fifth rounder. Let's see here, some more notable ones. Max Domi to Carolina. This deal is still not official. It sounds like there's a third team involved, so like I said, they're backed up at the NHL offices, so this deal eventually will come down the pipe and we'll see what the returns are. But Max Domi is going to Carolina. I love that addition to a team that has a lot of similar players. Max Domi is not like them, so he's going to bring a different element for sure. And Ricard Raquel, much talked about here in Edmonton as well for many, many years, he goes to the Penguins, and the Ducks will get a 2022 second round pick, Zach Aston-Reese, Dominic Simone, and Cal Klang, a goaltending prospect. So those are some of the bigger ones. I know there's news out there that Evgeny Dadonov is heading to the Ducks, but that hasn't been official either yet. I know there's a few reports stating that, but again, everything is a little bit backed up. And Dallas Also sends a fourth round pick to Detroit for Vlad Namestnikov. So those are some of the big ones. I mean, you look at the Fleury one. It's an interesting one. It's great. Him and Talbot, that's a very scary duo. They can make some noise. And Minnesota's a good team, man. But I look at the Kaapo Kähkönen. Okay, I know he's 25 years old. I know his save percentage this year is 910. Years before, I think he's been around 908, 907 in his previous 2 years. I don't know if he's a legit number one. I don't know that. I don't watch enough Minnesota Wild games to know. But I have seen him play when he's played against Edmonton or teams out here west, right? Because we get the game. And he looks pretty good. But just look what he went for. And I just feel like those are the kind of deals Kenny Holland has to look for when it comes to goaltending. Like, this guy's coming off a $750K deal. Next year, he's going to get a bump, but it's not going to be ridiculous. 25. And yeah, you look at his numbers. Well, is he better than... But he's young. This guy's shown he can play in the NHL. And yet we sit here and we continue with Smith and Koskinen and, oh, and can Skinner play and blah, blah, blah. Like, those are the kind of deals for me that Kenny Holland has to get. He does. I'm sorry. Like, and again, I'm just using Kaapo Kähkönen as an example. It's his third season in the league. He only played 5 games in year one. He had a 913 save percentage, 3-1-1. Last year, he played 24. He was 16-8 with a 902 save percentage. And this year, he's played in 25 games. He's 12-8-3 with a 910 save percentage. But he's young. He's a young guy that you can have control of, and it's not going to cost you much. That's what I try to get at here. That's what I try to get at when it's like, well, no one can get that done. Like, it's just too hard to get a goaltender. Well, I mean, San Jose's not going to the playoffs, but they got a goalie. Like, and yeah, and maybe Minnesota didn't want to trade him to Edmonton. I get all that, but I'm just saying, like, for Jacob Middleton, oh, sure, a young defenseman that maybe some teams were interested in, sure, but you're telling me the Oilers couldn't match that? That's all I'm saying. And I'm not saying Kaapo Kähkönen is the answer here in Edmonton, but I'm saying that's the kind of deal they got to look for. And it just seems that Kenny Holland can never make those kind of deals. Now, I mean, it is what it is. It's he brought in a couple players. Look at these deals, both deals. Derek frickin' Brassard and Brett Kulak, there had to be salary retention. And those guys don't make a lot of money. They don't. They weren't going out to get the big name. And yes, I'm with you, man. Trust me. And I heard Dusty talking about it. Like, if you have to go all in. Like, we can't keep saying, well, next year. Well, you're running out of time here. David and Draisaitl, eventually those contracts are going to run out. So I get you have to go all in and get and be like Tampa and be like Florida. I get that. But we don't have a lot of sexy players that other teams want. Edmonton's a tough place for players to waive their no trades or whatever. A lot of them don't want to come here. It is, in that sense, it is what it is, right? And Kenny Holland not wanting to pay a first rounder or prospects. Unless you're getting a stud, yeah, I wouldn't move it. But I get going all in. Like, eventually you have to. But that doesn't mean just going out there making terrible trades to go all in, right? So it's I know it's a fine line. Like, we want this team to go all in, but we also don't want bad trades. It just seems like we're never happy with anything, right? So, but I'm more of the Edmonton Oilers. Yeah, they haven't won the cup like Tampa Bay, but Tampa Bay's going for it again. They made hell of moves, and they don't care about draft picks and first rounders. They're in the now, and the Oilers have to be in the now. Who gives a crap about a draft pick this year that's not going to be ready for 4 or 5 years? Who cares about Xavier Bourgault, who's not going to be ready for another 2-3 years, if that? Like, eventually, like, Kenny Holland makes a lot of money. If not, I think he's one of the highest paid GMs, if not the highest. And I'm not being harsh on him, because I don't mind Kulak and Brassard. I don't. But I also looked at his team. Unless you're trading one of the big guns, you weren't getting a big return. And first rounder for a rental, not ideal. I get it. Do you want to move Holloway and Broberg to be better now? I mean, that's something I think you would have to consider. Do you want to move picks from 2024, 2023, 2025? Sure, why not? I mean, what are you holding them on for? In 2025, I mean, the Oilers might not have their two big guys. So that's why I get the fans' frustration, where there's like, why can't they go out and get a Fleury? Well, Kenny Holland spent all his money in the offseason and left none. And people say, well, Hernan, get creative. I agree with you, get creative. But your salary cap's your salary cap. Everybody's like, move Barry and Cassian. Well, you don't think if he could, he would? Like, realistically, Archibald, Turris, Koskinen, Smith. Like, those are the names that are talked about the most here, but who the hell would want them when we don't even want him here? So you move forward and you hope the Oilers can make a run in this playoffs and improve the roster this offseason. And the following offseason, it's going to be even better, because they're going to have way more money. But it's a sticky situation for him, and sticky situation. So I get if you're upset. All right, coming up next, we'll get some clips from the man, Kenny G. Holland. I'll say Kenny G, not Kenny G. Kenny Holland, as he met with the media this afternoon. We'll just get some quick clips and kind of look at tonight's game. We'll look at the lineups. Mike Smith getting the start between the pipes. I know at 12-60, people were pretty upset about that, but I think there's a reason for that, and we'll look at some numbers, all right? All right, that's coming up next on the Locked On Oilers pod. It's that time of year again as college basketball's tournament is finally upon us. From all the latest odds, contests, and player props, BetOnline.net is the number one source for all your sports betting needs and info. BetOnline remains the best spot for all your sports scores, podcasts, and news this season. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. BetOnline, where the game starts. This is the time of year I've pretty much given up on all my New Year's resolutions, but not this year. I'm sticking to my resolution to eat right, thanks to Built Bar. It almost feels like it's not really a resolution because I actually enjoy eating them. Have you tried the Puffs? If you haven't, you're missing out on one of Built Bar's best tasting bars. Puffs are the first ever protein-infused marshmallow. They're fluffy, they're marshmallowy, they're not just a protein bar, they're a treat. And they're covered in 100% real chocolate. At Built Bar, they're all about the taste. They make it taste delicious first, then figure out how to make it healthy, and I don't know how, but they pull it off every time. Go to Built.com and use promo code LOCK15 and get 50% off your order. Use promo code LOCK15 for 50% off at Built. Last time you can hear on the Locked On Oilers podcast, we're going to hear from Kenny Holland. Probably not going to like one of his answers, and that's totally okay because I didn't like it either. But let's kick it off with, his thoughts on bringing in, on the acquisition of Brett Kulak.
Well, obviously we saw a lot of him last year being in the Canadian division. Mobility, very dependable, can move the puck. And, obviously we were, I was looking for another defenseman, preferably left defense, because, we got three on the right that play regular, and Russell can slide over. And if Broberg gets healthy here, we're not sure how long he's out, but hopefully it's just 2-3 weeks. He can play right, so we were looking for a left shot defenseman. And there wasn't a lot on the market, and we're fortunate. We're happy to get one.
All right. Another player he brought in was a veteran, Derek Brassard. So he is the Oilers GM on acquiring the Wiley vet from Philadelphia.
Tied to right. He was in Columbus many, many years ago when Derek Brassard was there. So he's known Derek since he's been 18 years of age. And, in the Montreal deal, obviously, we traded Lagesson. They ate 50% salary. And then Philadelphia also ate 50% salary. I think we spent $610,000 or $612,000 of cap space today. We were tight coming into today. So, Brassard can play left wing. He can play center. He's had a good playoff resume and gives us more depth as we push to try to qualify for a playoff spot.
One last one here for you. It's a good question. I mean, I think everybody in Oilerland wants to kind of hear it. So it's just on the goaltending. Was he actively looking? The price is too high. Like, where was he with this whole goaltending situation at the deadline?
I mean, I guess I think when both goalies are healthy, I'm comfortable with our goaltending. It's been over 2.5 years. I think that the goaltending has been really designed so that they're sort of 1A and 1B. I just said to you, I think we've added $612,000 of cap space, and we are snuggled within $1,000 or $2,000. We've got room to kind of call up one player, just if we need to call up, obviously, if you have an injury, whether it's a goalie or, one of those forwards or defensemen down there. So we didn't have a lot of space, and I guess for me, I'm comfortable that that when we've got the tandem together, that they give us good goaltending.
Oh, boy. Well, he's confident in the goaltending. Of course he is. He's not going to come out and say he's not. I mean, these are his two guys. Well, in fairness, Koskinen is not his guy, but you know what I mean. He gave Mike Smith a 2-year deal. It hasn't worked out. And, what did you expect him to say? Let's be honest. He's gonna ride and die with these two old guys. And, yeah, they're probably good enough to get you into the playoffs. But are you that confident, honestly? Is that trust there? For me, it's not on either guy. And this isn't a shot at Mikko or at Mike Smith. I am not confident in either guy. I don't think this team goes far with those two guys. Can you get into the playoffs with them? Yeah, because you have the last two seasons. Now, in fairness, it wasn't Mike Smith. I mean, I'm not putting that loss last year to the Jets in 4 on Mike Smith. But he did indicate later in that presser that RNH could be back as early as Thursday. And that's pretty cool. Pretty darn cool. And hey, Dave Manson's going to be coaching the Edmonton Oilers, watching his son go up against which is pretty cool. Dave Manson is an absolute beauty. Just a cool little story there. What did you make of, I mean, I'm not going to play the whole Kenny Holland because it's just way too long. But again, what did you make of Kenny Holland's remarks on the goaltending? Do you like the addition of Kulak and Broussard? Are you kind of sitting there not happy, just completely disgusted with this team? Are you kind of meh, like whatever? Yeah, sure, depth guys, they'll be fine. Or are you happy with what Kenny Holland? Because there is people that are happy with what he did. So let me know. As far as tonight, of course, the Edmonton Oilers, Colorado Avalanche, one of four games on tap. The lineup, Kane, McDavid, Yamamoto is your first line. Draisaitl, center, Hyman, and JP. Shore between Fogel and Ryan. And then Bugsy Malone, who was called up. He'll play with McLeod and Cassian. Of course, Josh Archibald can't play because of the vaccine status. Nurse CeCe, Keith Bouchard, Russell Berry, and Mike Smith gets a start between the pipes for your Edmonton Oilers. And I know a lot of people at 12-60 weren't happy with that, questioning it. But I just want to throw this in there. Looking at Mikko Koskinen splits in his career with the Edmonton Oilers, and I'll just say this. I think this is why they're going with Mike Smith. Mikko Koskinen against Colorado is 1-2 with a 4.19 goals against, 889 save percentage. Against Dallas, he's 3-1 with a 1.96 goals against average, 936 save percentage. And I was looking at it earlier, and it does look like Mike Smith has better numbers versus Colorado in his career. So that's probably why they selected their goalies this way. Koskinen struggles, and now it's three games against each team, but the numbers are completely different, right? So we'll see. I mean, if he comes out and craps the bed, well, there's nothing we can do about it because this team is set, baby. This is a team that's going to roll into the playoffs unless there's players from the minors. And he said there, like, we only have room to call up one player if there's an injury and we don't have a lot of money. Well, Ken Holland, that's your fault. No one else's. No one's going to feel sorry for you. That's your fault. You banked on this roster at the start of the season, the offseason, and then, yeah, it wasn't working. Now, they are playing. They're on a five-game win streak. Can make it six tonight. So, certain things are working, but when it comes to the money and how you handled the cap, you definitely need help in that aspect. And overpaying. And I'm not talking about the deal today. I'm talking about in general. Like, someone's gotta help Kenny Holland because it's... The cap crunching and all that is not working. And to hear him say, well, we don't have a lot of money, you know, we're in a crunch. Well, that's your fault, buddy. You and your staff, no one else. So no one's going to feel sorry for you. Other GMs find a way. Now, he did bring in two players that are going to help. I don't know how much of an impact they're going to have. Kulak is a step up on Russell and Nymalainen. Sure, one a cuckoo for that matter. Sure, 100% he is. But, it's not that big name that everybody wanted here, which it's okay to feel that way, I guess. But the Edmonton Oilers and Avalanche, guys, it's their first meeting since November 27th, 2019. Wow, what a different time. And that was an Edmonton Oilers loss in Colorado by a score of 4-1. But in their last six games, Oilers one loss, one loss, one loss. So it's pretty even. And if it continues going the way it's trending in the last six games, the Oilers should win this. So, looking forward to the game tonight. It's always fun watching those high-flying Colorado Avalanche. And this is the test of all tests. I know they've played Tampa, Florida, but Colorado, for me, is just... They're just... I don't think they're... Oh, my God, they're so much better than Tampa, Carolina, Florida. No, but I do think they're a bit better. And it's going to be fun to see where the Oilers stack up against them. Obviously, recording this earlier, before game time, so... don't really know what the lineup is, but this is what Daily Faceoff has as of this morning. So we'll go with Valeri Nichushkin with Nathan MacKinnon and Mikko Rantanen. Your second line, Andre Burakovsky with Nazem Kadri and Logan O'Connor. Third line, Alex Newhook, Nico Sturm, JT Compher, and then Curtis McDermott, Darren Helm, and Nicholas Aube-Kubel is your fourth line. Devin Toews with Cale Makar, Ryan Murray with Josh Manson, and Jack Johnson with Eric Johnson. Out, significant injuries, Landeskog, Bowen Byron, who did skate today, looks like he's nearing a return, and Samuel Girard. That D is going to be scary, 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 and we'll see who gets to start, Darcy Kemper or Pavel Francouz. And the Edmonton, sorry, not the Edmonton, oh, there's the Colorado Avalanche also on a three-game win streak, so should be a fun one down there in Colorado, 7:30 start. Of course, you can catch me on the TSN 1260 post-game show as well. Following that game, and let's just hope the Oilers can hang with them and show up. And I guess the good thing is that the Oilers always play well against the best of the best of the league, and Colorado's right up there. Colorado, Calgary are the top of the West, man. I don't think there's a team close to them. Maybe Vegas if they're healthy. Maybe the Oilers if they had somewhat a goal, if they had a reliable goaltending, sure. But those teams right now are, for me, just the runaway leaders in the West. In the playoffs, anything can happen. I know that, but it's going to be interesting how this team holds tonight. And Mike Smith's going to have to be sharp early on. That's all I'm saying. And how about, hey, the Oilers have been scoring the first goal as of late. Let's go, right? Let's go. All right, guys, I've rambled on for too long. Hopefully you enjoyed the podcast. Don't be too harsh on your Edmonton Oilers. You know, they pick up a big win tonight. I think everybody's going to be pretty happy here. They'll pick up their sixth straight. Getting closer and closer, closer, hopefully, to locking down a playoff spot. And then the springtime with the Oilers in the playoffs. Is there anything better? No. We'll wait and see if Kulak and Mr. Derek Brassard draw into the lineup tomorrow. Nuge is likely to go Thursday, if not Saturday, which is great news for the Edmonton Oilers. And hey, listen, it was a busy trade deadline day. A lot of deals, some big names moving, and the Oilers got in on the action with two depth moves, and it's kind of what we expected. So let me know what you thought about the day, and hopefully we're talking about an Edmonton Oilers win tomorrow. Enjoy the game tonight. For my producer Juanito on the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan the Man talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll chat tomorrow.